In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The Gospel of this blessed Sunday reveals to us the kindness of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to call the sinners to repentance. So he came to invite us. And those who are invited, basically, the only requirement for them to be eligible for the banquet is that they will define themselves as sinners. That's why there is no surprise and should not be amazed when we look at the people who attend the church. Actually, if you are not a sinner, if you are righteous, then the invitation is not extended for you. You do not need the physician. So the Lord is inviting you and me and all those people who count themselves among the sinners for a banquet. We are invited, first of all, not to eat and drink, but actually we are invited first of all to repent. He said, I have not come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. So I have to define very accurately why I am here today. We are not here in the church today, yes, because of the kindness of our host, but we are not here for socializing. We are not here to meet with one another. We are here invited to repent. If we are to follow him, if we are to receive the invitation and value it, then the only way to respond to it in the way that would be pleasing to him is that we come to repent. He came to invite us to repentance. We cannot know God away from this kind of relationship. An invitation from him and in response from us in the form of true repentance from the heart and the mind. He called us first of all to repent, and he called us also to find healing. He said, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, as we read today in Luke 5:31. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. We are all wounded, and we are all afflicted by many, many causes and reasons. If you are among those who are wounded, then the invitation as well is for you to find healing. So the Lord is inviting us to repent, inviting us to find healing in him, trying to find for ourselves other sources, other physicians, in order that we'll feel comfortable. It's just wasting our time and our energy, and we'll be chasing vanity. There is no one but him who can heal our pains and comfort our sorrows. He also came to invite us to be a guest at his table. We read after he invited Levi in the Gospel of today, then what happened? And there were a great number of tax collectors and others who sat down with him, and the scribes and the Pharisees complained against his disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? It is something that's in common between the meeting of the Lord and all of the people. After he teaches them and meet with them, then he dine with them. So the table has a symbolic meaning with the table that we now witness in the church of the New Testament. This dining was a kind of a communion. That's why when people are to make a covenant, they sit and eat together. And they say it's a covenant of salt, as we say in Arabic. يَمِلُوا عَهْد بَعِيشُ وَمَلْح. This is exactly what the Lord made with those people who are despised by others. He invited them to repentance, promised them healing, and then he sat to dine with them. All of our spiritual practices have to get us into this table. If we do whatever, if we deliver our bodies to be burned in service, and we have no communion with him over this table, we are just deceiving ourselves. Many people think that going in the church, coming out, speaking with others, sometimes maybe even serving, but they have no communion with the Lord on this table, they cannot reach anywhere. It is by this table we abide in him and he in us. Service with no repentance, with no communion, it's just going to inflate our egos. Service with repentance is what makes us to be accepted and crowned by him. So he called the sinners to repent, to find healing, to be guests at his table, and also to follow him. This is exactly how the response should be. If you receive the invitation today, it's an invitation to repent. And then you will find with him healing. Come and partake of his body and his blood. And then we should not go out from here to follow our old path. We go wherever we used to go. We meet with the same people. We do the same mistakes. We fall into the same sins as if like we were here for a time. It's an occasion. And then we go back to normal. So we read today in the Gospel of today as well. After these things, he went out and saw a tax collector and named Levi sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, follow me. So today, this is what is written in the invitation that all of us receive. You are called by the Lord, but I am a sinner, then you are eligible. You are called to repent. You are called to find with him healing. You are called to dine with him on the table here. His body and blood is what we are going to partake of and abide in him and he in us, and then we are called to follow him as well. Don't try to find for yourself a relationship that you name it and you shape it the way you like, away from these four things. Don't say that God is in my heart, I sit in my home, I have no communion with him on the table, and then it is God who knows my heart. We are deceiving ourselves. Don't come and partake and go out and do the same days and business as usual. And you say that I have communion with him. This is not what he called us for. So this is the invitation, and this is what we are called for, how we should respond, how we should answer. As we see here, when he invited Levi, he did not hesitate. He followed him. He left all and followed him. So he left all, rose up and followed him. It's a decision that we make once and we keep on making every day. I will leave all and follow you. Every day in the morning, remind yourself that you are called to leave all and follow him. We are not speaking here about consecration or dedicating your life in a service. Even while you are doing what you are living as a father and a husband and a man who is working, you are still called to leave all and follow him. The way to answer the invitation as well is to host him. Levi, after he followed, then we see that. Then Levi gave him a great feast in his own house. And look how the scripture defines the meeting between Levi and the Lord. He called it a feast. Every day the Lord is spending in our homes, it's a feast. Every day we host him, we make him feel comfortable in where we dwell, it's a feast. And this is what the Lord is requesting from us. He is saying that, not only inviting us here to his table, but also he stands at the door knocking and waiting for someone to open for him, and so the Lord might find a place of rest for him in this house. Let us ask ourselves this question. Are our homes a place of rest, places of rest for the Lord Christ? Can he come and find rest? Do we feel comfortable hosting him, or actually we might be ashamed if he gets in and see and hear what we do and what we say when we are on our own, not worshipped by others? This is a good test for us. If the Lord today comes and knocks on your door, what is going to find inside? Is he going to find a prayer place, a place consecrated by multiple prayers, icons on the walls, candles lit before the saints, hymns and doxologies, and children respecting and fearing their parents, and parents loving and honoring themselves and others and those who are living with them? Or he's just come in to hear people screaming, yelling, shouting, cursing, fighting, stealing, and no prayers, no readings? This for sure cannot be a place where we can invite the Lord to, or he find rest in it. We cannot feast with him while we are living in such a manner. So how we answer? We leave all, rise up and follow him, we host him, and then we have everything new. At the end of the meeting between the Lord and Levi and the tax collectors, he gave us something. He gave us like a word of wisdom saying, No one puts a piece from a new garment on an old one. Otherwise, the new makes a tear, and also the piece that was taken out of the new does not match the old. What did he mean by this? He meant that sometimes at the beginning of our relationship with him, we tend to make some batches to our lives. Meaning, I get something new, a new batch. Like coming to the church. I'm not used to do this, but I will do this. And I get this batch, and I stick it into an old life, an old style and everything. I am whom I am outside the church, but I come from time to time. I will acquire a habit of coming maybe sometimes to the Bible study every now and then, but still, my old life is still the same. So the Lord says that by doing this, we are batching our lives. We are getting something from a new clothes, and we batch it over an old one. So what is going to happen? This is not going to last. The new makes a tear, and also a piece that was taken out of the new does not match the old. This is the discrepancy between our lives here in the church with one another and our lives when we are by ourselves in our rooms or among those people who know us the most. Do not deceive yourself by living this batchy life. And then the Lord also says at the end, and no one having drunk old wine immediately desires a new, for he says the old is better. What is the meaning? He says that no one having drunk old wine. Let us say it this way. The old wine is a symbol of the old life. I am used to sin. I'm used to living a life away from him. And then it tastes good in my mouth. If I had this experience, I lived a life away from him, and I'm used to it, as if like I'm used to old wine. When this person immediately drink, he does not desire the new. Why? He says the old was better. What is the meaning? The new life for him is not pleasant. Coming to the church and praying and praising God and living a life of holiness and righteousness, refraining from immorality, this is the new wine that he is ask it to taste. It doesn't taste good. My old life was more fun. That's why it takes time. Do not imagine that when you turn from the old wine of sin into the new wine of the life of righteousness, that you will taste it and you will enjoy it, and it is like this. Sometimes people are seeking this. They go to the church and they come out filled with the Spirit, praising God, and then they speak about their experiences, how they change it dramatically. My friend, this doesn't happen in this way. Things take time, especially when you are like me, among those people who drank old wine, and we got drunk with it, and we already are very familiar with the old ways in sin. The new wine is not going to taste good at the beginning. But persevere, continue, do not taste the old wine again. You will get used to the new and you will enjoy it, because this is given from the Lord Christ himself, given for us to live a righteous life. So today the Lord is inviting all of us as sinners to repentance, to find healing, to be guests at his table and to follow him. We should respond to this kind invitation that we never and we will never deserve. By leaving all, rising up and following him, by hosting him, by having everything new, and by refraining from tasting the old wine again. Glory be to God forever and ever.